Marim Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber says, Zimin Shnaim Umatzo Shlosha, if you set aside two, and you come the next day and you find three birds. O Zimin Shchorm Levanim, you set aside black and white before Yantiv. Bekinim Hamuv Dalim B'Mechitza, separated by a wall. Umatzo Shchorm Mekom Levanim, Levanim Kom Shchorm. You come the next day and they have switched spots. Asurin, you're not allowed to use those. Elim Kein Makirin, unless you are able to recognize that those are the ones that you had set aside before. The Mishnah Berurah says that when the case of set aside two and you come back and you see three, then you know for sure one of them came from somewhere and it was not set aside beforehand. And we don't say that it's batel two against the one because balei chayim are chashuv and therefore they are not batel. It's also davar sheyesh lo matirin because after yantiv you'll be able to use all of them and therefore we don't say bitel by a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Achronim say that this is only when you set them tied together, and then you find the third tied, or you set it aside and it wasn't tied, and then you find the third and it's also not tied. But if you set them tied and then you come and there's now a third that's sitting there that is not tied, so then we don't answer the other two, and we say that those two that were tied are for sure the ones that you had left there originally. If you set aside black and white ones in one kan, and then you find them not in their place, then they're mutter. We assume that it's okay because we can say that they were switched. But if you come back and there was a mechitza in between, and they were, so then we don't say that they were switched. It must be, also says the Mishnah Berurah, that the cases where there is a place with other birds within 50 amos, or these are birds that are able to fly more. Because otherwise, then we can't say that they came out of nowhere, because it's very unlikely that birds would fly from such a far distance. Sif Yud Gimel, Zimin Shloshu Matzah Shnayim, if you set aside three and you find two mutarim, then that's going to be okay, because we don't assume that something bad happened. Sif Yud Dalet, Zimin B'toch HaKan, Umatza lifnei hakan asurim. If you set them aside outside of the kan, on the end, the ledge outside of the nest of the birdhouse, and then you find them inside, asurim. It's not allowed. V'im ein svil sein kan acher harel mutarim. If there's no nest around with other birds, so then these are mutar. V'hani mili bim dadin. And that's only if they're ones that aren't able to fly. If they're able to fly, then it's not going to be okay. Afilu yesh kan acher b'tol chamishim ama. Even if there is another nest within 50 amos, imu b'karen zavish sheni yachal liros el mikain ze kemish enim africhem el medadim mishum tchalich el medadav lo hadar chazi lakina lo medadet. If it's an area that you can't see it from this one, so then if it's a bird that doesn't fly so well and they only hop, so they're not going to hop to a one that that they're not able to see, so therefore you can assume that these are the birds that you had set aside originally. Siv Tezvav, Ein Yehudi Shehevi Doron LeYisrael B'Yom Tov, B'nei Yonak Tana Mishochol Sheyesh Lo Be'ir. If a non-Jew brings a gift to a Jew on Yontif of birds, which he has in the city, Kamish Ainsir Khamseda, since they don't need to be captured, Mutarim, they are permissible. So these are ones, says Mishnah Berurah, which cannot fly, and therefore they do not require Tseda, meaning they are already trapped. So therefore they are not Muksa, and you are allowed to use them. And even if it was brought for you, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's okay, because the only reason that it wouldn't be okay is because they weren't set aside beforehand, and they were Muksa. But here, that the non-Jew brought them, and the non-Jew hadn't set them aside from his mind, so therefore they're not muksa, and they don't require tzeda, and therefore it's going to be okay. The only problem time it would be a problem is if it's coming from outside of the tchum, says the Mishnah Berurah. If it comes from outside of the tchum, then they are usher for the person who the non-Jew brought it for, but everyone else would be allowed to benefit. So if a non-Jew brings a gift to a Jew on Yom Tov, and we know that the non-Jew was not moksa from his das before Yom Tov, and therefore this is not a moksa item. As long as it didn't come from outside of the tchum, then everyone is allowed to use it.